everyone, Laura Kazaz here. Welcome back to another episode of Grow Your Business with Strategic Capture. Today we're diving into something that can completely transform your win rate, pre-positioning. If you're not doing this already, you're leaving money on the table. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. You know what I see all the time? Companies waiting until the RFP drops before they start focusing their energies on the pursuit. And let me tell you, that's like showing up at a marathon right when the gun goes off without any training. You might finish the race, but you're probably not going to win it. Pre-positioning is all about getting ahead of the game. It's the strategic work you do before the RFP ever hits your inbox. And here's what's fascinating to me, is some of the most technically brilliant firms are actually dropping the ball here. They've got their professional license, decades of experience, amazing technical skills, but they're missing out on the contracts because they're not positioning themselves effectively. Let me break it down why pre-positioning is absolutely a game changer. First, it's about building the right team at the right time. I'm talking about your strategic capture team that brings together your client relations leads, your subject matter experts, your leadership, and this is critical, your proposal and marketing managers. And yes, I'm emphasizing those last roles because too many firms are making a massive mistake by sidelining them until the RFP arrives. Listen, your proposal and marketing experts aren't just document formatters. They're strategic assets. They bring specialized skills that are completely different from the technical expertise. Having them involved from day one can completely transform your approach. Now let's talk about what pre-positioning actually looks like in action. It's not just having client meetings, although those are important. It's about creating a comprehensive capture plan and engaging with everyone who has a stake in the project. Here's what smart firms are doing. They're inviting their stakeholders to lunch and learn sessions that they're hosting that focus on specific project challenges. They're publishing white papers and sharing them on LinkedIn where their target clients will see them. They're making sure their websites showcase relevant experience. They're basically painting a picture of themselves as the obvious choice before the competition officially begins. Note about pre-positioning, it's not rigid, it's iterative. As you learn more, as circumstances change, you adapt. You're constantly refining your understanding and adjusting your approach. It's having a conversation with the market and then using what you've learned to shape your strategy. Now I know what some of you might be thinking, Laura, this sounds like a lot of work before we even know if we're bidding or not. And you're right, it is work. But here's the thing, this investment of time and resources will benefit you in the long run. The information you gather during pre-positioning informs your go, no-go decision. And in the end, it pays off big in higher win rates. Also, this is information that can be used for future pursuits because while you're doing your pre-positioning, you are building relationships. When the RFP finally drops, you're not just starting from scratch. You've already built relationships, you understand the client's needs inside and out, you've got a solid technical approach ready to go, you've basically shaped the playing field in your favor. So here's my challenge to you. Stop waiting for the RFP to land in your inbox before you start thinking about how to win them. Start your pre-positioning effort now. Build that strategic capture team. Get your proposal and marketing experts involved early. Create the capture plan. Because in today's competitive market, the companies that win aren't just responding to opportunities. They are positioning themselves to win long before the race officially starts. So that's all for today's episode of Grow Your Business with Strategic Capture. If you found this valuable, Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, I'm Laura Kazaz, reminding you that strategic capture isn't just about responding to opportunities, it's about creating them.